We're going to keep moving forward. We're happy to have another important guest here in the studio, and that would be Eleanor Slumba, who is executive producer of the New Haven Citywide Open Studios. I hope I pronounced that properly.
Absolutely. So nice of you to have me.
Yes. We have met before. Now I remember that I think you helped us with some interns at one point with Martha, right?
They had a great time.
Yeah, that was fun project. I think they were making lanyards for all 130 programmers, you know.
With... Great for kids interested in art to learn all the different jobs.
That is correct.
That it takes.
Well, so you have quite an interesting job as the executive producer of Citywide Open Studios, which is, formally, I mean, I know it's already gotten off the ground. I mean, you've had some events and you had your opening party, which unfortunately I missed. I think, was it last Friday?
Yes, it was
October 4th. The whole thing.
That's the beautiful thing about Citywide is with a month-long visual arts festival, you'll be able to catch part of it, I'm sure.
Yeah. No, it's. I remember I missed that block party feel that you do.
It was incredible.
And the kickoff. Talk a little bit about how it's organized. I know we have a 2019 theme, but talk about the various weekends since they are really spread over, you know, three specific weekends and three different locations.
So, absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's kind of a showcase location for each of the weekends. And first of all, Citywide is open to any artist in Connecticut, any artist who lives and works lives or works in Connecticut, can register for Citywide Open Studios. Now, if they have a studio of their own, that's this upcoming weekend is the Westville and Private Studios weekend. So artists who maintain studios, and there's concentrations in Hamden, West Haven, all over New Haven, throw their doors open, invite the public in, and you get a glimpse of how they do what they do and get a feel for their whole approach to the work.
Yeah, that's a great – I like all the weekends. They're all pretty intriguing and very different. I mean, so you get – I'm sure there – obviously there's a lot of repeat business, so to speak, because they are so different. The obviously going into private studios is quite intriguing. Talk a little bit about, how many studios are opening their doors, private
studios?
Well,
we have over 400 artists participating. Some of the studios are at Erector Square, and that'll be showcased in a whole separate weekend, October 19th and 20th. And then artists who either, for whatever reason, aren't going to open their doors to the public or who are coming in from out of town and need a New Haven studio, they're part of the Alternative Space Weekend, which mm-hmm. is our grand finale, which is going to be at Yale West Campus, right on the border of West Haven and Orange, part of the Yale campus, November 2nd and 3rd.
Yeah. Now, talk a little bit about Erector Square. Have you been – it hasn't – Is it there every year, or did it change up a little bit?
It is. I mean, as you can imagine, with artist processes, they might not go on the calendar year, so they might not participate every year, but they might, you know, come back in and participate a couple years down the road. So the total population fluctuates, but Erector Square is such a dense concentration of artist studios, and then also now more and more different wellness-focused studios and businesses. So it's really a nice complex and a fun way to spend the day. We're going to have food trucks, Mamoons, and Jitterbus are going to be on site there.
Cool. That should be
and
fun.
And you, of course.
And we're going to be on site. We're going to be doing a live broadcast from Erector Square on that
October 19th and 20th, so that Saturday will be the 19th.
We're going to be doing the Saturday mm-hmm. broadcast. So the hours we're trying to, you know, work it out. It's either going to be 11 to 4 or it's going to be 12 to 4, but we'll be there.
So if anyone's listening who wants to just get something on the calendar right away, I'd suggest mapping out your studios to come and visit this weekend. Westville has a high concentration, and then there are studios all over that are listed on CWOS.org. You can search for the private studios.
Right. So there's a lot of interactive maps and that type of thing. I mean, you can track down artists pretty easily.
There's this guide is in digital form.
Nice.
And it does have a map. It's interactive to the degree that one interacts with the map. But you can get addresses off of that. Next Haven, for instance, is going to have an open house on Sunday, October 13th, and that address is 169 Henry Street. There's a Day of the Dead workshop to make kites, puppets, floats, and masks, and that's 26 Mill Street, again, Sunday, this Sunday, October 13th, from 12 to 6. That's 26 Mill Street in New Haven. And we have our Lost in New Haven Museum, Robert Greenberg's art project. Mm. That's Saturday and Sunday, October 12th and 13th.
What is that all about? That sounds intriguing.
It's a true cabinet of curiosities. He's got an installation that encompasses 381 years of local history. Mm. And there's normally a $15 admission. Citywide is generally a free event for this particular thing. He's lowering the standard admission of $15 to a $10 suggested donation. Okay, so bring your guide if you go to see Lost in New Haven. There's a lot of other completely free things. There's a bike tour on Saturday and Sunday.
I've taken that before.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was really fun.
It's a nice way to see art, isn't it?
I did it, on the private studios weekend and had a chance to go out to different parts of the city.
So Saturday or Sunday, people have a chance to do that, and they meet at Art Space. You get all kinds of details about that, again, on our website, cwos.org, and the weather looks good.
It does look good. And now the last weekend is the Alternative Space Weekend.
Yes, indeed.
And that is that's going to be primarily out at the Yale West campus. I think I went there the year before. What was it last year, the first year that you had it?
Yes, we were invited back.
Yeah, good.
There's a real ease of access to that building.
Yeah,
it's attached
to
the Yale School of Nursing, so there's nice wide corridors. There's an elevator and free and ample parking, which really goes well with the theme of older but younger. We have a lot of intergenerational collaboration, so we want to make it really comfortable for even the artists, you know, who are hauling their work in, and artists of who've been doing it for decades. So we honor them and welcome everyone to come and just see a really amazing array. There's three floors. 230 of our artists are going to be set up there at Yale West.
It's quite large, and as you say, the parking is easy, and it's easy to walk from studio to studio that's set up. Now, you mentioned something about a theme. I see that for 2019. I don't know if you do this every year, if you have something thematic. It's older. The theme is older but younger. How does that play into artists' preparation? Is that a suggested type of theme? Or
It's a prompt, a starting point, if you will. It's a way to explore things that many artists are already thinking about. If you'll recall, last year's theme of well-being was a huge hit. And so this is kind of an outgrowth of that in a way, as far as society's changing attitudes towards aging and longevity and what keeps you young, what keeps you moving. And for so many, that is creativity in one form or another. So we want to honor that. Mm. There are a number of commissions that have been received special funding to really go into projects that directly address that theme. Other artists have picked up on it. Other artists have considered the theme after making the work and see connections that might throw their own work into new perspective, such as using upcycled materials and, you know, older but younger in terms of how the work gets put together and bringing new life to their studios.
Mm. Well, I think as a nonprofit, we've been going through this kind of older but younger phase as well. I mean, we are,
going.
Definitely, you know, trying to prepare the next generation of radio listeners, and so we've been very, focused on having diversity of voices, of younger voices, and. So I can certainly buy into that.
Thanks for helping us.
We are older, but we're trying to get younger too.
Absolutely.
Again, talking with Eleanor Slomba, who is the executive producer of New Haven's Citywide Open Studios, that gets underway, at least in some respect, in terms of one of the first multiple weekend of the event. Three weekends and Eleanor was just holding up the booklet, which can you pick that up at ArtSpace, or is that
yes, hard copies are available at ArtSpace, 50 Orange Street in downtown New Haven. I'll remind people that Sunday you do not have to park at the meter there, and then there is a digital format for this guide at cwos.org.
What is the cover of that? It looks. Of that, it's wonderful.
It's a typewriter spliced with a cell phone, so you've got the older but younger ways of communicating there.
That's great. Well, it's very comprehensive. So, lots of ways to get involved, to get outside, get into studios, see some art. You know, it's family friendly. It's you can get on a bicycle. You can do some food trucking if you want. Lots of ways to participate. So, thanks for coming.
Thank you so much,
Eleanor. It's good to see you again.
Always.
And all the best. It's a great event, great cultural event for this area, and WPKN is happy to play whatever role we can play.
Let's do it again.
Thanks again.
Thank you.